Rock on Joe Bucks fan. Yeah, Bucks kickoff. My name is Rock Raleigh, and I am so pumped up to be here covering the Bucks this year. Being at one buck, what I have seen, I'm going to bring you a little behind the scenes. That's what I plan on doing. Now, this is my introductory press conference. No, introductory podcast press conference. Before every Buccaneer game, 24 hours before the game, it'll be the very latest. And, you know, you're going to get all the X's and O's and all week and the breakdown. And I'm going to just bring you a little bit of like what I'm seeing, what I'm hearing. We'll even go around the NFL. But a lot of the stuff that I hear and see, I like to talk to people, maybe not quite as much as Sage, but pretty close. Ira Kaufman. And this one is just overall. I haven't had a chance to talk to you since, you know, since. Damn, the pandemic, the Buccaneers winning the Super Bowl. So I got a lot to talk about, and thanks for hanging, and just so happy, man, to be on the best Buccaneer website anywhere with the two Joes and Ira Kaufman. Now, I just came back from Bucs camp. I'm recording this on a Wednesday. This is game week, obviously going to play on Saturday night against the Bengals, Cincinnati Bengals, at Raymond James Stadium. I've been looking at that stadium every day. You can see it from the Advent Health Center, the One Buck place. You can see it right there. I see it every single day. And it really is something, because when I'm driving over in the morning, I go real early. I like that camp is early under Arians. I like that. I think it was it Lovey that tried the afternoon stuff? Was that Dirk? It all blends in. It was bad football, but the afternoons, and no, get it out of the way early, man. And I actually like that. And every day I drive on Dale Mabry Highway and I make that right-hand turn just so I go past the stadium and I see the big mural which says Super Bowl Champs. And I'm like, wow. The Super Bowl was played right here at Raymond James. They won it. Brady and Gronk, when they were so happy, the NFC Championship in Green Bay, they were like, do you believe it? We're going to play in our, we're going with Super Bowl in our home stadium. I'm like, first year you guys come here and you get to play the Super Bowl and win it in the home stadium. And it's right here. Himes Avenue, Dale Mabry. I take it every single morning to Bucks camp. And so Ira was there. He's just back from the Pro Football Hall of Fame, the ceremony, the induction with John Lynch, you know, Peyton Manning going in. And I said, Sage, and it's his birthday. It was his birthday today. I don't know when you might be listening to this tomorrow. But anyway, happy birthday, Sage. And he even... He texted the Bucks about, you know, using the birthday card. Can I get this? That's the Sage. Why not? He has the towel around his neck, you know, like he's playing in a game. He's working the crowd as much as you can with the protocols. But happy birthday to Sage. And nice, decent crowd, nice crowd today. Yesterday, the day before, there was hardly anybody there, but it was suite owners, or it was, you know, the ones that pay for the suite. So there's not, you know, there wasn't a lot there. Today was filled pretty much. There was only maybe 2 days where it wasn't filled. It was kind of low, maybe 2-3 days. But for the most part, I know it's only season pass members. I know Lee from Joe Bucks Fan. He's been very vocal. Ira did say something to the Glazers and Brian Ford, the COO, about, hey, man, how come you can't let the, you know, the everyday fan in? But regardless, I know a lot of the players were saying that that first day, I was there for the first day of training camp, and for the players, they were so pumped up because, remember, all last year, we were hot and heavy in COVID, and they didn't get a chance to practice. There was no training camp with fans. I remember there was a pass where Mike Evans caught near a sideline and they had been chanting his name and they were chanting and he just jumped right over the fence and went into the stands for a little bit. Now, you're not supposed to do that because, you know, if, you know, but he couldn't help it. And I'll tell you, I have been at almost every practice. I think in total I have missed three, maybe. And Brady obviously is the fan favorite. You know, the most fan I've heard, like, oh, there's Tom Brady here. The kids, Tom, Mr. Brady, or Tom Brady, or Brady. So he's number one. Gronk, I would say, is number two. Fans love Gronk. Antonio Brown, I mean, he's well-liked. Why not? He did a good job last year. He wasn't any kind of distraction. Everything is going good. And I think the theme of this one, now what I'm going to do is, like I said, it'll be a little bit more. I don't want to go so heavy on X's and O's, but for Bucks kickoff by me, Rock Riley, I guess I should tell you about myself. Oh, and by the way, I am honored and so happy to announce the title sponsor for this Bucks kickoff podcast is the great Mr. Sean Sullivan and Bill Curry Ford. Yes, Bucks Kickoff is presented by Bill Curry Ford. You'll be hearing plenty about them all season long. They are Tampa Bay's first family of Ford. They're located just 1 mile north of the stadium on Dale Mabry. Bill Curry Ford, you can't miss it. The Curry family is there like they've been for the past 61 years. You got GM Sean Sullivan is just such a good man. And he is the man. He is the man. He is always ready to field any questions you may have about buying, leasing, even fixing your vehicle. Head to BillCurryFord.com and shoot Sean an email. You can call him by phone. You best way, if you're in the area, man, you're living in Tampa, but just stop right in the showroom and demand to speak to him personally, and they'll get him, and he'll come out and shake your hand. He'll talk to you. And don't forget about the Joe Bucks fan discount. They love Buccaneer fans at Bill Curry Ford, home of the nationwide lifetime warranty on new and used vehicles, BillCurryFord.com. Very simple, BillCurryFord.com. Thank you, Bill Curry. You guys are the best. Best, 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 best. All right, speaking of the best, that is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They are coming off their Super Bowl win. Now, I think the theme, kind of this of my introductory, is going from the Super Bowl to right now, where we are getting ready for preseason game number one. The biggest question is, how can they get back? How can they get back to the dance, to the Super Bowl? What do they got to do? So when you see that all 22 are back and it's like, oh, they're all back. That means it's a slam dunk. It's not a slam dunk. It's weird. Like each year is different. It really is. And two things. Now, Brian Baldinger from NFL Network, he played in the NFL. He was a lineman. All right. He was in the trenches, put his hand in the dirt, as they say. So I noticed him last week or so. He was here and I went over to him before practice started and I said, Baldy's breakdown. Love it. And he's like, hey, thank you very much. He's a big guy, big man. And I'm going to tell you that this whole year on the podcast, I'm telling the truth. You know, if I screw up things, whatever, I'm going to let you know. You know, at this stage, why not? So I said, yeah, Baldy, how you doing, man? I love your stuff at NFL Network and da-da-da-da-da. And I said, hey, man, let me just do, my name is Rock Riley, you know, JoeBucksFan.com and Tampa Free Press. I said, let me just do one real quick thing. And I took my iPhone out and I said, let me ask you, Baldy, what do the Buccaneers have to do to get back to the Super Bowl? And he said, it's complacency is the biggest thing that they've got to overcome. And he goes on and on about, like, I know they're very talented, I know they have Brady, but it's just human nature. You know, when you've been to the mountain and you won it all, you know, it's just sometimes, man, you just get a little complacent. I said, all right, great, thank you. Boom, I stopped it. Boom, hit the red button on my cell phone, iPhone. And he goes, that's going to go viral now for you. And I said, ah, thanks, man. Well, guess what? Like I said, I'm going to be honest. I looked down at it to play it. I had it in the phone, photo mode and not video. It is so stinking sunny, but no one wants to hear excuses, and I don't like excuses. My wife, a long time ago, interned at the Today Show. And when she was an intern, she went to the University of Georgia, communications major. She ended up being in TV for a while. But Katie Couric, the interns would come up to Katie Couric and they'd be like, and Katie Couric would be like, did you do that? And like, oh, well, you know, and she goes, don't want to hear it. Don't want to hear it. No one wants to hear it. Get it done. Don't get it done. Just get it done. No one wants to hear excuses. So, yeah, it was sunny and it's hard to see on my phone. I thought I put it on video and I put it on phone picture mode. And I was like, damn it, pissed, because that's a great soundbite from Baldy. So I was like, all right, well, you know, you got to move on, you know. So what I'll do is, and then on social media, I posted like what Baldy had to say. You know, it's complacency, 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 complacency. And it's funny because Baldy then followed me like on Instagram. He had not been. And then when I would tweet out or Twitter too, like on, you know, what Baldy said from NFL Network, I showed a picture of Baldy, all this stuff. Here's a funny one. So I see Baldy, and with a lot of my posts, I like to put pictures. I like video and I like pictures. So Baldy comes by me again later and I didn't bother saying anything. You know what? Screw it. You gave me the message. Complacency is the biggest thing. Okay. So Baldy comes down. I said, Baldy, your first time here? He goes, yeah, it's my first day here. I said, okay, here's the deal. Brady and the quarterbacks are down here. And then and this was like the first week of camp. And I said, the ones on offense and defense are on that field. And then the twos and threes are down here. He goes, oh, they use two fields, huh? I said, yeah. I said, Brady is usually the last one to come out for warmups down here. Trask is always first. They go through their warmups. They warm up, they drill, and then they'll run over to this field. They blow the whistle, and then the ones go over here. He goes, oh, okay, thanks, man. And then he's looking, and he goes, who are these guys? Are these coaches right here? And it's right where, like, there's these tackling dummies. And I said, oh, that's Todd Bowles. And he goes, that's not Todd. Is that Todd? Now, Todd Bowles, his back is facing Baldy and I, and he's looking out. By being at practice every day, I notice these guys have routines. It's the same players that warm up with each other. Like Kyle Trask is always the first one, walks out. You know, you get to see the pattern. Like, you know how they say baseball players are so superstitious. Wade Boggs always had to eat chicken every day. You know, certain hockey football players are creatures of habit, man. And I've noticed it. It's the same guys do the same stretching next to the same ones. And Todd Bowles comes out and he sits on this thing. It almost looks like a big upside down garbage can. And he just sits there. He's always smiling. He is like two different personalities compared to when he's on the mic in front of media and away from that. He's one of the most happy-go-lucky, always smiling. And yet, he looks like he just hates to be up in front of the media. That's why I'm not so sure maybe it'll work as a head coach, but some guys are just good coordinators, man. And they're not meant to be the guy in charge of everything as a head coach. We'll see. But my point is, Baldy didn't know. So this is a funny story. So I said, no, it's Todd Bowles. And he goes, oh. And he walks out there. Now, when you've been a former NFL player, they got these protocols. They have this white line where as a media, you're not supposed to cross it. But he played. He's at NFL Network. And they know each other. And he goes, Todd, Todd. And he goes, hey, Baldy. And he goes over and he talks. Well, what happened is I take a picture of Baldy and Todd Bowles. And then I post that. Baldy follows me, takes my picture that I pitched. Why? I don't mind at all because I screwed up. I hit the wrong button on my phone. And I was like, oh, he's got all these followers. That'll bring more followers for me if he would retweet my thing. No, he takes that picture that I took of him and Todd Bowles. And it's like, here I am at Bucks camp. I'm talking with defensive coordinator Todd Bowles. Nothing about my real Rock Riley. That's my handle, by the way. Real Rock Riley on Twitter and on Instagram. And on Facebook, it's Rock Riley, but it's at Real Rock Riley. So there you go. But I just laughed. I'm like, oh, he took that picture. Like, I'm nothing. Good for you, Baldy. And, you know, it's just, you know, there's not a lot of coverage, man, because it's just a different time. There's so many protocols that you got to go through. But as a fan, I know you don't care about that, so I'm not even going to get into all that. But just times are so different, and I don't know if we're ever going to go back to the old, you know, what was the normal. Players have to deal with it. At least they don't get tested every day. That is a happy thing, you know, for them. All right, so that's what Baldy thinks. And then Sage, Ira Kaufman, was there that day, and he's like, Baldy. And Baldy goes, hey, Ira, how are you? And he comes over, and I happen to be standing right next to Ira listening, and Ira goes, so what do I got to do to get back? And he goes, they got to avoid complacency. And Ira goes, but what about injuries? And he goes, it's complacency, man. So, I mean, he's really sticking with that. Then Simeon Rice was at practice yesterday, 47 years old. I'm telling you what, he's always bigger. Now, Tyron, the rookie that they got, he is built really good. He's tall, he's size. Anytime Simeon comes back, I've noticed this over the years, and he's talking to the current defensive ends, he's always towering over them. He's bigger than Tryon. I didn't say Tyron. Tryon. He's bigger than Tryon. And he's always in unbelievable shape. He's 47 years old, but he doesn't look 47. He was never, this is Simeon, he was never a partier. You know, he's not a drinker. I don't think he smokes. He's just not, he keeps himself in good shape. So he was there, and he is going to be doing a local TV station show. I talked to the news director. She was there, blah blah blah, we were talking. She goes, there's his agent. And I look, and it's like skinny young man. I don't even know if he's, I don't think he's 40 years old. That's Simeon's agent. So Simeon, I've known Simeon, all of us that covered him, and he's been on with me many times. He even came to the TV show. He was doing a movie not too long ago, a couple years ago. So anyway, Simeon, how you doing, man? I said, I got one, just one, man. You know, you guys went to the Super Bowl, weren't able to make it back. What's your deal? What do you think? And he was really good. He said it's desire. Desire is destiny, but you have to have that hunger the entire year. Like, that was a really good point. You can say that you want to come back. You can say that it's a new year. He goes, you can come in better shape. You can have your six pack with your abs, but it's, you have to have the drive, and even more than you had the year before, all season long. So none of us know. None of us can predict. No, I mean, we can make a prediction. None of us know. But that was really good. And then I go, Simeon, would you like to play? Would you like to, what do you think, man? Does this get your juices? No, it doesn't at all. But I like watching. And he goes, could I do it? Yeah, sure, I could still do it. Because wouldn't that be something, man? 47 years old, make a comeback. That would be a great story. But he goes, no. But I like watching. And then after practice, he spent some time with the young first round pick, Tryon. Tryon called him an OG. And he goes, and Simeon said, I want to watch film with you. So it was kind of cool. And then even Aaron said, he goes, I love when the legends come back, but with the protocols, it's hard to get them in the building. They got to show, not only prove a vaccine, you got to test. It's just, and it's limited. Like, they don't want to have a lot of people mingling with their players. It's a multi-billion-dollar industry. So I get it. I understand that. So anyway, that was it. Rondae Barber was also at practice, but he wasn't around us. And they did have the alumni day, and I tried to, that was early in camp, and I went over there and I saw a couple of guys. One of them had a mask on. So I'm like, you know what? And it's hard to get over there with my credential and this and that. So I wasn't able to really, you know, but I wanted to pick their brains on the ones that won the Super Bowl. And Ira had in his column on Joe Bucks Fan, yes, Ira, I do read everything that I get my hands on, especially with Joe Bucks Fan. Ira was saying when he was at the Pro Football Hall of Fame and the celebration with John Lynch, the party with Lionel Richie. Lionel Richie was the entertainment. How much does that cost for John Lynch's private party? That went on till 2-3 in the morning. I'm like, Ira, who paid for that? He goes, I don't know. Maybe the Bartlow. I don't know. But anyway, he said that every one of the former Super Bowl champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers, when they won it back in the day over the Oakland Raiders, Faders, he said every one of them said that they could beat this team, this team. Let's say, you know, get off my lawn. We're better than them. Every single one. Oh, because of their defense, because of that Buccaneer defense, which was good. Now, I like I said, in another day, I'm going to have the Bucs kick off the real deal one. And I will really get into a little bit more detail, but I can tell you this from what I have told and learned. The young Buccaneers on defense, especially the secondary, they had it's not quite like a chip on their shoulder. They want to prove that they are the best in the game. They're looking at numbers. They want interceptions. They want picks. They want strips. They want numbers. They want to prove because they think that, and it's kind of true, when anybody thinks of the Buccaneers and winning the Super Bowl, you think of Brady, and rightfully so. He helped change everything. And they want to prove that they are the real deal. And so this whole thing with the complacency, I don't see it. The only thing that could curtail them from getting back, in my mind, is injuries. I'm not jinxing it at all. I'm just saying, you know, they were very fortunate last year. And when you look at the defensive line, everything starts up front. Everything starts with the base. It's like a home. You can have the finest fixtures, beautiful paint job. You can have chandeliers, if that's your thing, in an atrium and all that jazz and nice granite countertops. But if you don't have a good base, if you know where they pour the slab or the cement. In Florida, we have just a slab. We don't have basements down here. The water table, man, you'd have water. But it all starts with the base, you know? It's like a great restaurant. You know, if you have a restaurant and you have the finest decor and it looks great and all that, but if the food sucks, you know, it starts with the food. It starts with the base. In football, it's the line play. Offensive line, defensive line. That secondary and linebacking core is only going to be as good as what's up front. And Sue and JPP and even Nacho and Golston, Vita Vea is young. But those guys, they're all up there. They've all had a lot of wear and tear. Now, they're veterans. They're good. JPP's actually healthy. He was talking about the knee, you know, and what he played through. But he's feeling good. But still, those guys are getting up there. You know what I'm saying? So you know, we'll see. And it's like I said, it's really hard to judge in training camp because they're going against one another. And at this point now, where we're ready for our first preseason game, they really know one another. You know what I mean? They know. So it's time. Let's play another team, get into the stadium, get the feel, get the cadence from the play calls from down up top or down low on the sidelines and all that jazz with the fans. You're going to have full stadiums, knock on wood, if it keeps, you know, let's hope so. And so that's going to be good. It is also going to mean, though, that the Buccaneers, like when they played on the road, there was no, you know, home field advantage for the opponents. But it's not a factor, especially when you got Brady. Now, speaking of the Super Bowl, I got to tell you this story. This, to me, was very, very unusual. I was credentialed through Joe Bucks Fan during the week for Super Bowl week. I really appreciate that from one of my Joes, Steve. And I loved it. and I had broken a bone in my foot. Oh my God, we had this little dog. It was going to be and the dog was driving me crazy. And I ran in real quick and I banged my foot. I slammed it so hard into this ottoman and broke it. And I had to wear a boot. The night before the Super Bowl week started, I was hobbling all around downtown Tampa in the convention center all week. Whatever. I said, put a boot on me, I'm going. And it was so eerie because all of Super Bowl week, no one was here. No one was here. No media here. Everything was Zoom, everything was digital, and nobody was traveling at the time. Not like it is now. Oh my God, I have taken like 3-4 trips in the last 6 weeks. Airports are packed. Rental car lines and money to rent a car. But anyway, that's for my other podcast. I do have another podcast, by the way. The Rock Stops Here. I interview celebrities, entertainers, mostly sports people, making it to the top. And then how do they, you know, after it's all over, the limelight and all that jazz. That's my other podcast, The Rock Stops Here. But this is Bucks Kickoff. So anyway, all week going into the Tampa Convention Center, they have all these workers to go through security, and it is crickets. No media outlets travel. Nobody was here. And I got to tell you this story. The weekend, I really wasn't that familiar with them, but the weekend was the halftime entertainment. And for Super Bowls that I have covered in the past, that's always the big crowd pleaser. When Aerosmith, Springsteen, Beyonce, The Who, Petty, who else? When they do their press conference, usually on a Wednesday or Thursday of Super Bowl week, that's the most heavily attended of sports media. They love to see the musicians, just like musicians want to be near the sports athletes and celebrities. That's always the biggest one. And it's always structured where you think you can get a question in, wait in line over here. No, it's not. Let's go to CNN. Let's go to the BBC. Let's go to Entertainment Tonight. It's all set up, you know, whatever. And so the weekend, I remember it's like, oh, this is the press conference for the halftime show. All right. It's in the convention center, Tampa Convention Center, downtown Tampa. I'm in the media workroom, which is across the hall, big hallway at the Tampa Convention Center. So I'm right there and I'm waiting. And I see security is walking the weekend into where they're going to do the big press conference. There's nobody in there. There's nobody, no media in there. They close the door. I'm in the hallway. I took a picture, empty hallway. This is Super Bowl week. Just to give you a little behind the scenes of going through the pandemic, how strange it was. I'm in the hallway. Nobody's there. I go into the media workroom. Oh, they got rows and rows of table and monitors set to NFL Network. Nobody's in there. Nobody. I was the only one in there. Seriously. This is on a Wednesday. NFL Network is carrying this halftime entertainment press conference live. The weekend goes up there. He says a few things. They start taking questions from around the world because it was on Zoom. We now go to Argentina. They get a question. We go to Peru, a question for the weekend. And I'm watching on the monitor at the Tampa Convention Center on NFL Network. The doors are open of the media center. I'm looking across the hallway and I'm like, in that door behind there is a worldwide press conference for the halftime show, and yet there's nobody here. It was just so strange. Now, about Thursday, Friday, they had these big glass windows at the convention center, and I looked out, and it's called the Tampa Riverwalk. Beautiful. They've redone it. It's right on the Hillsborough River, right in downtown Tampa. It's gorgeous. The yachts started pulling in, backing in, and they were lined up. These are the heavy, high roller people that have a lot of money. They came in, and then I looked out, and I could see that they'd have a bar on these yachts. They had like a little bit of a wait staff or a couple of girls that are serving. And I'm like, wow, look at that. To have that kind of money. Who's on those yachts? Who are they? So there were some high roller, heavy hitters that did come in. But overall, I was like, wow, where's the national, where's ESPN, where's national media? Nobody traveled. So, I mean, it was strange, wasn't it? Now, at least there were some fans that were allowed in, but that didn't matter to this Tampa Bay Buccaneers team. So this is my theme for this one. They got it done when nobody thought they'd be able to do it. Nobody thought that Brady at his age in 1 year on a sorry franchise that had been losing in 1 year could turn it all around and the defense get better and everything and win it in their home. And they got it and they celebrated. And then the boat parade was epic and the throwing of the Lombardi Trophy and all that jazz. The reason why I don't think they're going to be complacent, it starts with Arians. But really, it's Brady. Brady is a freak. This guy, with all that fame and all that fortune, to still be driven. And anytime I've read so much, any interview that he does, listened, he just loves the process. He loves working out with his teammates. He loves to throw the football. He loves to be in good shape. He loves to eat right. You know, there was CBS has got Ian Eagle. Ian Eagle, I really like. He's a play-by-play guy. I had a chance to meet with him about 2 years ago. He's doing a CBS game. I was doing radio on a station, CBS, blah, blah, blah. He came on with me. He said, stop by the press box. I told him I was a New Jersey guy. He's a New Jersey guy. And so I saw him, and he's a small little guy. He's got the glasses. Great. Real nice guy. Real nice guy. He was doing an interview on a podcast last week, and I thought it was a great story. He said that when they were doing a Patriots game a couple of years ago, and he comes in for the meeting because the play-by-play, the color guy, they meet with the head coach, the quarterback. Usually the first 10 plays are scripted in an NFL game. They let them know. They never going to tell anybody else. It helps them for the broadcast. When you see these broadcasts at the NFL level, they're so good. There's a reason why, man. They do all this preparation and everything. And he said he walked in, and he was running on fumes. He hadn't had much sleep. There was a machine right there. There was a Pepsi. He got himself a Pepsi. And then there was some donuts or something. And he turned, oh, I'll take a donut. And he walked in, and Brady goes, and it was in the morning. And he goes to Ian Eagle, oh, you're having a Pepsi? You're having a donut? How's that working out for you? And he goes, oh, normally I don't have a Pepsi in the morning. Or nobody. He's like, uh-huh. And then he said it was either a year later, 2 years later, he's doing another game and he goes into the meeting and Brady says, you got your Pepsi? You got your donut? And he goes, no, that was just that one time. Have you never had a Pepsi? And Brady said, no. Even, I don't know if you noticed, but when he went to the Pro Football Hall of Fame just a couple days ago and he was there, remember when he got booed by the fans that were there? There's a picture of him, Clyde Christensen, quarterback's coach of the Bucs, and who were they near? Were they near, I think they were near Brady, blah, blah, blah. Peyton, there's Brady with his hydro flask, his TB12. He drinks so much stinking water. I was telling my wife about this, and she tried. She's like, I'm going to the bathroom all day. Does he go to the bathroom all day? That I don't know. But he just loves the process. He loves it. And just watching him, like I say, this one today is not too much X's and O's, but I will tell you this. He is not rattled at all. Even when the rush is coming and the pocket is fast closing, he never hurries. It's an automatic. He goes through his progression so fast, stands so strong, and always usually makes the right read. You know, and touch. He just has such touch on the ball. Father Time has not gotten to Brady yet. I know it's undefeated. Hell, it could come this year. I don't know. None of us know. But it ain't there yet. I can tell you that. It is not. And it is a beautiful thing to see. I have been watching NFL practices for so stinking long. And I've he's Michael Jordan to me. It's something to see. There was one day where Antonio Brown, you know what? I'm going to get into that one on the next one. Antonio Brown. I've been watching him. And I talked to somebody within the organization about Antonio Brown. He's out there. He is a workout fanatic. There ain't nobody in better shape than Antonio Brown. He just loves to work out even on his own time. And it was one time at a practice where I don't know if he was mad or what. You can't tell. He's always yelling. You can't tell whether he's pumped up or he's pissed off. And they were going into the Advent Health Center. They were simulating like a halftime. That's what Arians has been doing. And he was right there talking to Brady. Brady was right in the doorway. And boom, 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 boom. And then he goes, he's fine. He's cool. Like I say, if Brady wasn't here with the Bucks, I don't know if Antonio Brown's, you know, he's got it, mental state. But with Brady here, everything is good. One more thing. There's a couple of things that I've found out that I really want to clear up, you know. Remember when Antonio Brown came here to the Buccaneers and it was like, oh, he's living with Giselle and Tom. Well, here's the deal. I know someone that's kind of in the medical field that knows what's some stuff that just knows. With Brady's house, all the health stuff that Brady does. And he was telling me that what it was is when Antonio Brown signed with the Bucks, Brady's all about winning, man. He's like, come over to the house. I'm going to go over this playbook. We're going to go over this stuff. He wanted to make sure. This is going into last season. Or when they picked up Antonio Brown. So Antonio Brown was going over. Antonio Brown had a little place here, but sometimes they would stay so late that he's like, you can just crash right here. So it wasn't like Antonio Brown really moved all of his stuff into the Derek Jeter mansion, you know. And here's another one. I'm not going to go too long on this one because I got another one tomorrow, but I got to tell you this one too. This is great. So Derek Jeter owns this palace, okay? And that's where Tom and Giselle and the kids rented from Derek Jeter. And Jeter had told him, and he said, listen, I'm going to put this thing up for sale. I don't know when. We're looking to get another place down in Miami, you know, build and all this stuff. And Tom's like, that's fine. So then during the season, everything that Brady had to deal with last year, then it's like, you know what it's like when your house is up for sale and you're renting or something and the owner's like, listen, I'm putting it up. People are going to be coming through. You had to be approved. You couldn't just be a Joe Blow and say, I'm interested, and then try to think you're going to go through the house and see Brady. Nah, you had to be approved with your finances in order to go see the place. But Brady dealt with this during last season. Well, Brad Culpepper, a former Tampa Bay Buccaneer, he's a lawyer in town. He lives right next door to Tom Brady, Jeter, that mansion, right next door. So on my Rock Stops Here podcast, I went to Brad Culpepper's law offices and I was asking him all about it. It was a couple of months ago and it was great. And he goes, I'm not a star blanker, okay? So I'm not going to go overboard. So he goes, there were times where I was grilling out on my grill. Tom would come out on his dock because he had a nice boat there. And we'd just talk over the fence, you know, just like your neighbor. And he goes, I wouldn't really just try to make a big thing. I'd just be real low key, didn't say too much. Well, Brad Culpepper's wife, Monica, would be watching this. And after the third time, she says, Brad, you're not being very friendly. You're barely talking to him. He's probably going into the house saying, I don't think my neighbor knows who I am. And he goes, I just didn't want to overdo it. But he did tell me that when they had the boat parade, that Gronk and a couple of other Buccaneer players, they started out, they went over to Tom's mansion and they started from there. And, you know, just like, you know, when not like when we have all this money, but you know, when you were back in the day, when you were younger and you were going, you go meet at somebody's place, Gronk and them. Can you imagine that coming over for the boat parade? And they started there and then they went out. And Brad did say since Brady moved in, there had been a lot more boat traffic, people coming up on jet skis, bullhorns, Tom, you know, trying to get close to him. Jeter had no, there's no guard shack or anything to get into this community. And he had to put up a fence. There already was a wrought iron fence, and Jeter didn't, you know, you can see through that thing. So Tom had to have installed, it's almost like a tarp that would go to give him a little bit of privacy. And he would still work out with the knee brace on and there at the mansion and all that jazz. He since moved. TMZ got it wrong. That stuff he bought in Clearwater Beach, that's bull. Brad told me he's renting another place in the neighborhood. And get this, his boat, he even bought a second boat. That boat that you saw at the boat parade, he got a second boat, even bigger. But the boat where he's renting now, which is sell, the boat, it's not big enough to park their boat at the boat slip. So he asked the new owners that bought Jeter's place, could we leave our boat here? And they said, sure. Now, I don't know if any money exchanged hands or not. But it's, you know, with Brady here, man, and Arians, I don't see the complaint. I haven't seen it. Like, thinking that they're all that. I haven't seen any semblance of that at practice at all. All right, before I go, let me let you know once again, I am just so honored to be hooked up with Bill Curry Ford. It's Sean Sullivan. Sean Sullivan is just fantastic. He is great. What I'm doing right now is I'm looking for my copy here. See, I told you I'm going to be real honest on this one, but let me give it to you straight. All right. This podcast, Bucks Kickoff, presented by Bill Curry Ford. You're going to be hearing plenty about them all season long. They are Tampa Bay's first family of Ford, 1 mile north of the stadium on Dale Mabry. So you can't miss it. The Curry family is there like they've been for the past 61 years. GM Sean Sullivan, no better. He is the man. He is always ready to field any question you may have about buying, leasing, even if you just got to fix your vehicle. You go to Bill Curry. Head to BillCurryFord.com. Shoot Sean an email. Call him by phone. Stop in the showroom. Demand, I need to see Sean Sullivan. At your service. And don't forget about that Joe Bucks fan discount. They love Buccaneer fans at Bill Curry Ford, home of the nationwide lifetime warranty on new and used vehicles. BillCurryFord.com. All season long, honored to be with the guys at Joe Bucks Fan. Bucks kickoff 24 hours before every Buccaneer kickoff. I'll talk to you all season long. Let's hang together. Hit me up on social media. You got a question or something? At Real Rock Riley Twitter, at Real Rock Riley Instagram, and Rock Riley Facebook. All right, let's do this thing.